I pulled up to Western Hills Elementary to a line of people waiting patiently in their cars. A group of OPS staff setting up tables with hundreds of bags of food ready to be distributed.
We're distributing meals, emergency meals for families who need some extra help to make ends meet during this unique time.
This is Tammy Yarman of Omaha Public Schools explaining the food distribution program.
It's the Summer Food Service Program. It's sponsored by USDA, and it started this year in the middle of March. And in response to schools closing, families losing their jobs, we've got children at home who are continuing with the learning, you know, classrooms virtually. And just like during school, you've got to have food in order to perform well. And so these meals help supplement what they normally would get at school.
Any child from ages 1 to 18 is eligible for the free meals, regardless of what schools they go to. But Tammy and the other volunteers and teachers love that they get to see the kids that they've been missing since the schools shut down.
The kids get to see people that they're familiar with, and the smiles on their faces when they see a teacher or a principal is, I mean, it's so heartwarming.
With the smiles, it's obvious that there's a lot of heartbreak and struggle happening right now, and that's not lost on the staff and volunteers.
We've had a family whose father, you know, had COVID and passed away. We've got, you know, people, and you can tell they're struggling, and to be able to pick that up and the children see the pancakes in the bags and they're just so excited. You know, there's not just any one thing. It's every day, every child, every car.
Vicki Flory, the personnel supervisor for nutritional services at OPS, explains what people can expect to find in their bags of food.
So each student gets 5 breakfasts in one bag. So they get 5 milk and then 5 entrees, juice. And then for lunch, we do 5 milk, and then we follow our meal plan that's required by USDA. So there's a variety of frozen fruits. There's vegetables in there. There's hot entrees. We send home a recipe with every car so they know how to cook the product either in the microwave or the oven.
The program started at just a couple schools and has grown to meet community needs.
So we started out with 4 schools that we were doing the meals on the Monday, and contacted some of our employees, and they were all gung-ho about coming in to help out and work at the buildings. And then from there it grew. We had 11, and then it's grown each week. So
they've now expanded distribution to over 40 locations around Omaha.
It's been amazing. You know, I started, when we first started the program, I was at Gateway, and then I've moved to several different sites to open them up. And it's been from kids saying hello and, you know, yelling at to you at the car. At Gateway, we had kids that came up on their bicycles for the meals, and then they took the meals away from us and they sat down and just had like a picnic. So it's truly rewarding to see the kids and how thankful they are, and the families. So,
you know, I look at it as every day is an adventure, and because you never know from one day to the next what life's going to bring you. And for me personally and our staff, it's so fulfilling to be able to know we're making a difference. When you're putting those bags in those vehicles, and there's all these little eyes looking at you with big smiles on their faces, and the parents are so thankful. I mean, nothing is better than being able to supply something that people can use.
Have a good day.
Promptly at 11 a.m., cars start pulling up and volunteers start loading the bags of food in people's cars.
We just have a great team with Nutrition Services, and then we also have a lot of the other people in the district volunteers that have been just, you know, a big asset on having this program be successful. So I just think that, you know, we have a passion for what we do, and we just really hope that the kids will come in and participate with us, and, you know, that we're here for them. You know, we don't see them, haven't seen them for a long time, but we want to, and, you know, we're here for them.
Here's Tammy again.
If somebody is struggling at home in meals, and they need money to maybe pay their rent or make the house payment or buy gas or whatever, come get the meals. You know, it's at no cost, and you can do it every week. We're gonna keep going as long as, you know, we're able to. And so just check the website, you know, or call. If you don't have access to the internet, you can call our office too.
For 91.5 KIOS Omaha Public Radio, I'm Joshua LeBure.